The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
How are you, Otto?
I'm doing well.
I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, and it's always fun.
It's been fun coming here.
I love it. We're going to go right to our first guest, which is Michelle Grybko. And Michelle is an RN. She also has a master's.
Yes.
And the whole program today, this first part of the program, is on stroke prevention, which is very, very significant because more and more it seems you hear of somebody who's had either mild strokes and, you know, obviously different types of strokes. You're the expert. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually going to turn it right over to you and ask you to go into the most important things from people to pay attention to in reference to stroke prevention, but more importantly, even signs that you think you might be having one or the person sitting or standing next to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. Hello, Otto. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to go over the signs of a stroke, which is something that everybody in the community needs to know as well as and for any age, the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. The F is for a facial droop. If you're looking at a person and you notice that one side of their face starts to droop, or they're saying to you that their side of their face is feeling numb, this is a sudden onset. That would be the F in FAST. A would be any kind of arm weakness. Some people complain of it feeling a little numb. And you ask them, can you raise your arms? And if you raise both of your if they raise both of their arms and one starts to drift, that could also be a sign of weakness on one side. And that could also be for a leg as well. And then S is for speech. So you can have any changes of speech. It could be nonsensical speech where they start talking but it doesn't make sense, or absence of speech, or slurred speech. And the last letter in FAST, T, is time. Time to call 911, making sure that you don't go to bed hoping that these symptoms will go away, that treatment for a stroke is time sensitive, and getting to the hospital quickly to get a CAT scan is the best way to know what kind of stroke you have, and getting the treatment as fast as possible.
Okay. Go ahead, Otto.
No, would these same FAST apply to a heart attack? Like, suppose I, as a layperson, can't really tell the difference between a heart attack or a stroke. Would I be looking for the same thing?
You would be looking for, usually for a heart attack, you would have a sudden onset of chest pain, feeling heaviness in your chest. Sometimes you will get numbness or tingling down your left arm. For women, it could be indigestion or back pain, whereas for stroke, it's usually one side of your body or a sudden onset of speech. So either way, the first thing that you do for either a heart attack or signs of a stroke is to call 911 first. Both of those issues need to be treated quickly, and you need to get that person to the hospital.
I recently had an experience on the golf course about 2 or 3 weeks ago with a friend of mine. We walk when we play, and he had to walk back to the clubhouse for health reasons. he had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So he had to walk back to the clubhouse.
Just call it as it
is.
Anyway, you know.
Call it what
we
it is.
We all do it.
So he had to go, and unfortunately he had to walk a little bit of the ways to go, and basically the conclusion later was he put himself through a stress test of his own because he was going up hills. But then he came back, and when he came back, he displayed these problems, but he wanted to keep going. So ultimately he said, I can't do this, and I called 911 on the cell phone from the course.
Excellent.
And we were able to, fortunately we were right near North Shore LIJ, and they were there in a matter of minutes. So he didn't really know he had a heart attack until later on. But bottom line is the phone and calling 911 was a good thing. And that's a little point, by the way, for people. Seniors particularly carry cell phones, but there's certain, like a badge of honor for not putting the cell phone on. Put the cell phone on, you know, because it might save somebody's life. You never know.
That's absolutely true. Having that cell phone readily available is very important. You want to get the help to that situation as fast and as quickly as possible.
Is there something, actually, I have a question before this, too. Is headache part of this whatsoever? When people say, oh, I have such a headache, is that anything to do with it? I mean, I know there's no specific, it could be happening, but is that a normal thing?
But that's a good point. It depends on what type of a headache. Now, Some people do suffer from migraines, and there are studies that show that people who suffer from migraines might predispose them to a stroke, but also it's the type of headache. You could have a very sudden thunderclap headache where it is, you cannot get any relief. It comes on very suddenly. And that's where you'd want to go to the hospital, because that would be a change in symptoms for you. Some people who have migraines have an aura before their migraine. So again, that might make them think that they're having a migraine. But either way, getting to the hospital, the only way we know for sure if you're having any kind of stroke is to get to the hospital, because you need that CAT scan imaging.
Okay. In Otto's case, with his friend there on the golf course, you call 911, and we're going to go back into more symptoms, et cetera, but I just want to follow up on that one. What's the best thing that the person around you can do? 911 was very responsive, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, but, you know, sometimes it can be 10 to 15 minutes. Is there anything that the person in the room or on the course can do for the person who's experiencing something, or just be with them by their side?
Especially if they're on the course, is just to make sure that they're safe, that they're not going to pass out, hitting the ground, hitting their head, keeping them safe. That would probably be the best thing. I don't know if they have AEDs.
They do, but that's up in the clubhouse.
So,
which they do, that, you know, if you call, which I did also do, was call the clubhouse.
Okay.
And they came out with a cart and took them back, you know, to the parking lot, which is where the ambulance came.
Just, Michelle, you said something, though. AED. What's AED. An AED?
Automatic external defibrillator.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody's watched the news, but it was used actually on a child, a 10-year-old boy who was playing baseball. It's basically a little box that when you apply the pads to the person, delivers an electric shock. And that helps restart the heart.
I read that article about the 10 or 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Rocky Point or somewhere out there. And I have a grandson in that bracket who plays baseball, so my wife was right on top of that one. But they made it sound like anybody can work one of these things. Is there any kind of skill you need or training?
Actually, no. When you open up the box, it has everything there. The directions on where to place the pads, how to work the machine. It's basically pressing a button, and the button has an audio, and it tells you exactly what to do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What actually is a stroke? We're talking about the stroke and the symptoms, but, like, what is it? What causes it?
Well, there's two things. Okay. There's two different types of a stroke. A stroke definition is the absence of blood flow to a particular part of the brain.
Okay.
So that could be caused either by a clot or an interruption of the blood flow, which is a bleeding, where the vessel opens up and bleeds into the brain. And that's why when we emphasize getting the person to the hospital quickly is because the only way we know the difference between the two is it through a CAT scan. The CAT scan will show you if it's a bleed and if it's not a bleed. If it's not a bleed and the doctors deem that you are still having a stroke, you are able to get, it's called TPA or Alteplase, which is a clot-busting medication.
Okay.
This medication is time sensitive. You can only give it within the first 4.5 hours of the last time you were known to be well. So that means that if you went to bed at night and you were fine and you wake up and had those symptoms, mm-hmm. the time that you went to bed was the last time you were known well.
Okay.
We talked a little bit before about aspirin. and when do you use aspirin and when shouldn't you use aspirin in that kind of situation. Like with mm-hmm. with my friend, I gave him aspirin. I have aspirin in a golf bag. But I could have done the wrong thing, because if it were a stroke, which now I realize it was definitely not, what can you do that would hurt if you give aspirin to somebody going through a stroke process?
If you're showing signs of a stroke, it's not recommended to give aspirin because you don't know which type of stroke they might be having. If they're having a bleeding stroke, you wouldn't want to give something that would thin the blood out to make it bleed more.
Okay.
So for that instance, you just keep the person safe and you call 911. So there's nothing else, no other medications that you can give in the community.
Right. And aspirin would help a clot stroke.
Yes.
But not a bleed us. And since you have no idea which it is.
Right.
Okay. What about blood pressure?
Blood pressure?
Is that a cause of stroke or not really?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay. So clot?
Well, a clot is the symptom. So a clot you can have from high cholesterol.
Okay.
You can have it for AFib, if anybody has atrial fibrillation. But high blood pressure, you can also get a clot because the pressure in the vessels can break off a piece of plaque and goes up into your brain. But also the bleeding strokes are also associated with high blood pressure. And high blood pressure is defined as a blood pressure over 140 over 90.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay, when you said the clot, that's why I was confused with the pressure. But
yes, either one. In our hospital, about 35% of patients that come in that have had a stroke have had high blood pressure.
Okay,
that puts a lot of us into that bracket.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Well, that's the importance of, you know, people who are on blood pressure medication.
Yes.
To maintain, you know, you're on it for a reason.
Yes.
And you hear stories about, oh, I didn't take it, or, you know, I'm going to get it next week again. And it's like, the doctor has prescribed something for you. Yeah. It's for a purpose.
Or it's better now. My blood pressure went down.
Right, right. And that doesn't make, yeah, I agree.
That doesn't work.
Oh, my grandmother thought it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's
grandmothers are always right. That's different.
Yes. No.
Yeah, actually, in preparation for this, I went on the website, and you have a very interesting stroke risk profiler.
Yes.
Which I actually went through, you know, just to see what it was all about. And it really clearly tells you what adds to your potential for having a stroke. And probably everybody should be encouraged to use it, to tell you the frank.
Right.
Well, just actually, just before you go there, because we're going to have to take a break, and I'd rather go into greater detail with that. Most people, unfortunately, even our listeners, know what they shouldn't be doing, unfortunately. And we also find out that people, until it happens, they really don't fear the consequences until they wake up the following morning in a bed and say, but I didn't take my medicine, or I know I shouldn't be having salt, the doctor told me, and I keep doing it, or my cholesterol is 300, but that didn't stop me from having a cheeseburger yesterday. And, you know, and that's the shame of it. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, you can give up these things, but most people don't want to until they've gotten hit in the face with the hard facts that here you are, now you could wind up with damage of some sort. And that's why, but I think I want to go back to that, but what we're going to do first is we're going to go into a break. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, and we'll be back with Michelle to go through what Otto was talking about from the website. Thank you.